topic that I want to talk about here tonight. John chapter 10 in verse 3, it says, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." Verse 4, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Skip over to verse 16. We're in John chapter 10, verse 16. "And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Skip on down to verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Praise God. The last couple of Wednesday nights, we were talking about prayer, the importance of prayer, the power of prayer, especially when the church binds together in prayer. One aspect of our prayer is listening for the voice of the Lord. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and it was all one-sided? They were doing all the talking, and you trying to get a word in, and you just couldn't hardly do it. It was all a one-sided conversation. Well, that's not a very pleasant conversation, and I'm quite sure that our relationship and fellowship with the Lord should be both ways. Amen. It's not just all laying out all your needs and your problems and your complaints before the Lord, but it's also true that we need to hear the voice of the Lord. God is speaking. He's always speaking. There's never a time when he is not speaking. You may not hear his voice. Maybe you're not in tune. Maybe you're not listening, attentive. Maybe some of the things that you are listening to are crowding out the voice of the Lord. But we have to tune in. John chapter 10, we just read just these few select verses. And it identifies the ones that know his voice and hear his voice are his sheep. His sheep. And we know that he is our shepherd. We are the sheep of his pasture. We know that as children of God, we belong to him. We are his sheep. And that picture is not only in John 10, it's in many other places in the Gospels and in the Scripture. You see the people of God compared to sheep. Remember, Moses took care of his father-in-law's sheep on the backside of the wilderness. It was all of 40 years of training because he was getting ready to lead the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt through that same wilderness. And so he had a training time of learning how to lead the sheep. And then he's the shepherd leading the children of Israel through the wilderness. But we are the sheep of his pasture. If you're a Christian tonight, if you've been born again, then you are called his sheep. The Bible says that his sheep hear his voice and he calls them by name. That describes a relationship. A relationship that God wants to have with us. It's not all one-sided. It's not all us pouring out our needs and our complaints and our prayers, but there's also the voice of the Lord that we need to hear, and we need to recognize it and hear his voice. We know that God is a God who wants to speak to us, communicate with his people. Amen. We just need to get in tune and recognize the voice of the Lord. Now, there's some people, if I get a phone call and I don't recognize the number and I don't know who the person is, sometimes I don't even take the call because I know it's going to be somebody wanting to sell me insurance or they're checking up on me about something and trying to sell me something, and I'm not interested in going through all of that with them. And when I get a call, if it's someone that's, you know, in my family, someone that I know, I recognize their voice. Amen. Because of relationship, I recognize their voice. My sheep hear my voice. He calls them by name in relationship with the Lord. And then verse 4, the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They are familiar. We are familiar with the voice of the Lord. There's a lot of voices in this world, a lot of things trying to get our attention in this world, but you can know the voice of the Lord. You can get close and familiar so that you can hear and recognize the voice of the Lord. The other verses in chapter 10 and verse 16, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. He's talking about the Jews and how that in the book of Acts, the door was going to open for all the Gentile world to also be a part of the fold, to be brought in. Thank God he did, because you and I now have the privilege to be a part of the fold and to call him our shepherd. Amen. Praise the Lord. Other sheep have I which are not of this fold. Them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice. Praise God for that, that the door was opened, that there would be one fold and one shepherd. And so the gospel was opened up, and there in the book of Acts, the gospel was made available to everybody, all the Gentile world, which includes you and me. And we should, as born-again believers, we need to be in tune with the voice of the Lord. When I was in high school, I took 2 years of electronics. And one of the first year, one of the teacher said at the beginning of the year, he said, before this year is over, if you're going to pass this class, you're going to have to know how to sit down and to build a 6-transistor radio, and it has to get at least 6 radio stations. That sounded pretty formidable for me. And I remember thinking, I'm not going to pass this class. But every day we were just going little by little, learning the things, the different components, the different pieces. And eventually and it had to be done in less than 30 minutes. And most everybody in the class was able to build that radio in about 15 to 20 minutes and get more than the six radio stations. But a radio picks up a signal that's already in the air, but it has to be able to pick up the frequency. So it has to be tuned so that it picks up the signal of the station. And so is it true of you and I. We need to be in tune so that when God is speaking, that we hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. When you hear the voice of the Lord, then you respond with obedience to the voice of the Lord. So how do we hear the voice of the Lord? Well, first of all, you have to get familiar with his voice. And you do that by time spent in the Word of God. Time spent with God's Word. And the more time that you spend in the Word of the Lord, the more in tune you get with the heart of God and the will of God. And the voice of the Lord becomes familiar to you as you spend time with the Word of God, the Scriptures. Amen. You learn the heart of God, and you The more you read it, study it, meditate on it, spend time in the Word of the Lord, the more familiar you get with the Word of the Lord. Amen. John chapter 5 and verse 39, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The more you read and study the Bible, the more you hear the Word of the Lord, the more you are going to get in tune with the voice of God, and the closer you're going to get to Jesus. And you're going to recognize His voice, and you're going to be in tune with the voice of the Lord. Remember the old hymn that says more about Jesus? One of the verses says, more about Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. Time spent with the Word of God helps you to be in tune, familiar with the voice of the Lord. And is He speaking today? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Lord is speaking. He speaks not only by His Word, but He speaks by His Holy Spirit. And He deals with us, and He sometimes we sense just the Spirit of God nudging us, speaking to us, directing us, leading us. And that's the voice of the Spirit of God that we need to be able to hear. Amen. It's important for whatever work for God you're doing, you need to be able to hear the voice of the Lord, and you need to be in tune with His voice, and you need the working of the Spirit of God in your life. Amen. So as you're filled with the Spirit, then you can hear the voice of the Lord by His Holy Spirit. Remember there in Acts chapter 16, where the Apostle Paul was on his missionary journey. It says there in verse 6 that he had gone through a place called Phrygia and the region of Galatia. And he said, we were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. He was headed that direction, but the Holy Ghost said, no, don't go. He recognized it was the voice of the Lord. It was the Lord directing his steps. And so the Holy Ghost said, don't go that direction. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed, or they planned to go to Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. Again, the Spirit of God is saying, not that way. This way. Don't go that direction. Do this. That was the voice of the Spirit of God that was directing the Apostle Paul's pathway of ministry that he was in. And then it says in verse 9 that night he's in Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and praying him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. So by the Spirit, he is stopped from going into Asia. And then by the Spirit, he is stopped from going into another direction. And now in the middle of the night, he has this vision, which is also the voice of God coming to him, speaking to him, telling him, no, this is the way I want you to go. There's a man in Macedonia that needs you, and you need to go that direction. And after he'd seen the vision, immediately we endeavor to go into Macedonia to preach the gospel unto them of Macedonia. Praise God. God speaks to us through His Word, and then He speaks by His Spirit. Now, it's really important because, you know, people will say often, well, I'm doing this. God told me to do this. God spoke to me to do that. And sometimes I get a little uneasy when people are saying all the time, God said this and God told me to do that. And remember that God, by His Spirit, is always going to direct you according to His Word. It's never going to be contrary to the Word of God, never going to be disobedient to the Word of the Lord. It is going to be the voice of the Spirit of God that will direct you and lead you in the way that you need to go. And then one more account is in 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. And I won't go through the entire account, but Elijah has just had this big showdown with the prophets of Baal, and Jezebel then threatens him. He runs for fear of his life. This is 1 Kings chapter 19. He runs for fear of his life and finds a tree to sleep under. And there he has food, he's restored. And the Bible says he goes 40 days in the strength of that food that is given to him. And he went 40 days and nights, and he went to Horeb, the Mount of God. And it was in that cave that he said that the Lord instructed him to step outside of this cave. And then let me just read it to you, verse 11. He said, "Go forth, stand upon the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering end of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, 'What doest thou here, Elijah?'" It wasn't in the storm, it wasn't in the wind, it wasn't in the earthquake, but the voice of the Lord spake to him in a quiet, still voice. Amen. It's important to know how to be quiet in the presence of the Lord, to get alone with the Lord and to be quiet in the presence of the Lord. You know, I've had this experience. We've been doing this for 2 years on Monday nights, praying here in the sanctuary. And I'm not saying it's every Monday night, but there's been several times over these months that I'll walk and pray, I'll kneel and pray, I'll sit and pray. But there have been several times that I just sense the voice of the Lord speaking to me, telling me something that he wanted me to do. And I thank God for that. This week on Monday night, the Lord just spoke so clearly to me and said, "Write a letter to your son, Zach. Write him a letter. And let him know that you love him and you're concerned about him, and encourage him to look to God." So I did it. I wrote him, I didn't type it. I wanted him to know that this was a personal message from me, and I handwrote it in my terrible handwriting. Hope he can read it. And told him just what I felt like the Lord spoke to me to tell him. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know that if you'll pay attention to the voice of the Lord can talk to you. He can speak to you. You can hear his voice. God is talking. He's always speaking. And if you'll spend time with his word, if you'll be filled with the Spirit, and you wait upon the Lord, let him talk. Don't do all the talking. Give some time in the presence of the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Let him speak to you. And he will. He will speak to you about your present situation, your present need, whatever it might be. The Lord will speak to you. You need to hear the voice of the Lord. Now, I know there's a lot of voices right now in our world. Most of them, you need to turn them off. Most of them, you need to ignore them. But you can listen to the still, small, quiet voice of the Lord, and he will speak to you. Amen. He'll show you what to do. He'll give you direction. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you the ability to obey his will And the things that are the greatest burden of your heart, the Lord knows about that, and he'll talk to you about it, speak to you if you'll pay attention. Amen. So an important aspect of our prayer is just find a time, be quiet, wait in the presence of the Lord, and just ask the Lord, Lord, I'm waiting here. I want you to talk to me. I want you to speak to me. I'm not saying you're going to hear. I've never heard the audible voice of the Lord, but I recognize his voice. I recognize it. I've been around the things of God and the word of God long enough to know that I know it's not just me. It's God speaking to me. He'll speak to you as well. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you do come to us, Lord, in a still, quiet, small voice. Help us, Lord, to get quiet enough to hear it. Help us, Lord, to spend the time, Lord, not only in times of petition and bringing our needs to you, but, Lord, also in times when we just wait in your presence, quietly in your presence, asking you, Lord, to speak to us in our present needs. And I thank you, Lord, that you are always speaking. You're always talking. Help us, Lord, to be in tune with your voice. Praise God. Hallelujah.